come then.
Bad, you know.
It's different. No, but it's a different
not
situation.
Bad. This is bad. You're talking about me being in a financial hole is bad.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Copper Show. Don J, Big Julie George, joined here today. Once again, by my good friends.
L's, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and the one you will come to see. What's going on, boys?
What's happening,
back
mate?
Again, man.
Yeah, man, back again. You know, we've been consistent.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
What's this, episode 6?
I think 6 or 7 now.
Maybe.
7?
7 or
yeah, episode 7.
Yeah, no, we've done well.
So before we get going, guys, please just pause the video. Please just like, subscribe.
Hype up the video. That's a new one I've seen on YouTube. Don't understand what it is though.
I don't know.
But everyone says it.
Finger, just click that.
Just
hype,
hype it, please. Because yeah. It's yeah, doing please. Something.
Yeah, please, please. But yeah, you know, we've been consistent. We've been back every Sunday morning, right?
Yeah, every Sunday morning.
Every morning.
Dropping a morning.
Yeah. See, every Sunday morning, and that's our pledge to you. Yeah. Right now it's Friday. It's Friday afternoon.
And we're here.
On our lunch break.
It's me.
Yeah. No, it's actually,
I've been checking my work phone, boy.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah, we're on lunch. Yeah, we're on lunch
I've been
right
checking
now.
My actually work on lunch.
Okay. Oh, see, I got a credit control email. Let's go.
We're on lunch, so. But yeah, we're here, man. You know, we're trying to stay consistent, so. Yeah, man.
Help us with the growth still. So yeah, anything you lot want to confess before we kick things off? Is anything that's been troubling you this week?
It's been
a clean, to bring to the table.
Been a clean week.
Nothing so far.
It's been a clean week. I've just had observations just while I've been out and about.
Like what?
I just realised public transport turns people mad.
How?
Like in the mornings, yeah. It's just, I think people switch as soon as they step onto public transport.
What, onto a bus?
Yeah, like onto a bus or like into a tube station or a train station. That, like, there's a switch.
So switch out though. Switch
out. So like for instance, yeah, I have to get tube for part of my journey to work. In the station I go to, there was like a queue coming out of the station. I kid you not, maybe I saw about 2 fights in the space of 15
minutes. What, physical?
One of them was physical. The other, like some woman started screaming and then they just broke it up. But it's because people were queuing. Obviously, people have been there for a while and this guy just decided to jump the queue.
Mm.
One other guy just went have it, said, "Oi, where you going?" He's like, "Are you fucking talking to?" Like, started shouting. The guy said, "Come round the corner." Bear in mind,
around the train station.
Yeah, I was thinking, this is mad. But bear in mind, it's not even 9 a.m. Like, it's actually 8 something in the morning. I just clocked that. People aren't well once they step into the train station.
I used to hate getting trained to work, man. Mm. In the mornings. Like, it just was just... I remember I've been on a couple trains. Well, you know, it's just, they just cram you in, everyone just gets squeezed in.
Yeah,
bro, I've seen people collapse.
Yeah, just because the woman collapsed.
It's too tight.
I used to get on the train from Norwood Junction to London Bridge in the morning, and I felt like I was on a train in India.
Oh. what's Indian trains like? Just so everyone knows.
No, but I think we've all seen the video.
I haven't. I promise you I haven't. So you used to be in an Indian train from Norwood Junction.
Help me, please.
Their trains are quite busy.
Help us.
The trains are quite busy.
Oh my god.
It's a heavily populated country.
See the ones I've seen in India. I've seen people on top.
Exactly. That's because they're overpopulated.
Yeah, their public transport is quite busy.
Yeah, that means Southern Rail need to look into
exactly.
If they've got an Indian service from Norwood Junction.
This show's not going to last long. This show's not going to last long.
If we've got an Indian service, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
Shit. Oh, you're going to get cancelled, man.
Yeah. But yeah, public transport's bad, man.
Yes, I don't blame you. I don't know how you do it, bruv. Because when I used to work up in Central, I just the mornings just used to just piss me off. Just knowing that I had that journey ahead of me, and everyone's just trying to get into the corner. Yeah, it's horrible still.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
What about you? You got anything to confess?
No, you know, But I do have a statement to declare, just to make sure that I'm on it. From Monday, I'm going back to the gym.
Yeah, what have you been doing? Oh yeah, you paddle, isn't it?
Loads of paddle.
How's that helped your physical?
Yeah, good, you know.
What, is it
I
cardio?
I won 1,000 pounds on Wednesday.
Is it?
From what?
Congrats.
Thank you.
You won 1,000 pounds?
Mm. No, just, I played these two guys on Monday with one of my next bedrooms. Then the game finished and I was like, and they were like, oh yeah, yeah, like whatever it is. So, but they wiped me. But during the game, like, they're taking the piss, like yeah, But I turned up, like, 15 minutes late, like, there was no warm-up, so I just went straight in. And so, then, anyway, now, when the game finished, they were talking to my partner about playing his partner for £500. So, I was like, no, okay, cool. I'll come back with my partner and play you guys for £500.
Yeah.
So, they're like, yeah, cool, obviously thinking, yeah.
Like he's, you're dead.
Yeah, like...
Easy money.
Yeah, like I just smoked him, calm. Came back, won the first two sets, and they were like, all right, cool, double or quits for the last set.
Raw.
That's, yeah.
So we're like, cool. Yeah, but like this is a no brainer.
Yeah, like
we got nothing to lose.
And you smashed them.
Smashed them.
Bang!
Oh, and sure.
Then, who are these men?
Well, did they pay it?
Bro, that's what I respect. Bro, literally, one of them was like, all right, cool, yep. Yep, 5 balls cash.
Yeah.
And the other one goes, yeah, cool, what's your bank deal?
Oh, sweet, though, who are these guys?
This is my paddle club.
Like, if you don't mind me,
Black guy and the other guy, I think he's could be like, maybe like Arab or something, kind of.
Were they good, though? Are they good?
Yeah, they're good.
So, what, you're just really good?
No, I don't think that I'm mad sick. I think I'm just like, all right, innit? Like, I'm just like, okay.
What about your partner that you bought?
Yeah, he's
on a high level.
Yeah. So he's better than them two, but I'm not better than the two that I played. But after, the other two were like, oh, yeah, that's the best that I've ever seen you play. Because obviously, like it's a paddle club, innit? So like, we all...
Assess each other's ability.
Yeah. So like, at some stage, like, you're all gonna see someone play at some point, innit?
Yeah.
So, but then the game finished and they're like, bro, I'll play you every single day. I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, so
next week we're gonna do it again.
Oh, drinks on Jords then. Fuck, you know, that's nice though. Yeah. That's a nice little...
That's only to play.
Yeah,
next week, if you're, like, give me a date.
Yeah, I think I'll smoke you now.
No.
What was your paddle tournament that you was doing?
No, I'm gonna do it still probably in January.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that play paddle, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you do that and then you even do like an entry fee, and do it like a winners gets the whole thing. You can make it into a thing, you know.
Yeah, I'll probably do it, but I think I might do a social though rather than a tournament.
What's a bit more relaxed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, like music and that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't really played that many paddle games in one day as well.
Or is it tiring? How many can you play? Like 3 max?
Like, to be fair, yeah, like normally, if you're playing against good people, three games.
Mm-hmm.
No, first of three.
No, 3 sets, sorry.
Yeah.
Is about...
9.5.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah, it's like 1.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes even over. Like, especially if it's tight.
Yeah. If it's tight, it's like 2 hours.
Like 6-7 in the set.
Yeah, like 3 times, oh, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, okay.
You'll get the second set, you'll be like, bro.
You'll be
like,
cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, with tennis, like, you can be down, like, 1-0, 2-0, and you can still come back and win the whole thing.
Mm.
But it'll just make the game mad long.
Okay.
Mm. It's good fitness, though. Like I actually feel...
Some of the men have actually lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. I played for four hours the other day.
I don't know if they want me to say.
But they've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, like, I picked up one of my bridges. I was like, no, like, you've actually lost.
What, just because they're playing paddle consistently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I play maybe, like, five, six times a week now.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. But
I don't know he's playing that much.
Yeah, but like, I'm a member.
Don't you pay a lot for the membership?
Yeah, like I'm a member now at a paddle club, so I make use of the membership.
So you go nearly every day, dude?
Yeah, like probably Monday to Friday I go.
How much do you pay?
180.
If I'm paying 180,
I'm using it.
And you can go twice a day, like, and then also say like, so like our book say like 2 games, maybe like a game at like 1:30 till like 3. Then I could have a game at like 4. But if there's a free court, in between and someone's about, then we do that cross court. Mm-hmm. Or I'll go to the gym upstairs or something.
Okay, so you're working at the paddle club now. Because you see the times that you're saying, 1:30 is through the fifth. This is employment hours. Then the next one at 4. So he works at the paddle club. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've got anything to confess this week still. I'm going to ask you, because I've wrote one down, yeah?
Go on. Because we're going to finish off the conversation we're having.
Oh, you want to? No, but we can bring that in. We can bring that in for questions.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I went to church for the first time in a while on Sunday. And I was thinking, I'm going to bring it to the pod, yeah? What would you say is the key ingredients you need to have a good church? What are the key ingredients that you'll say, these things will make me want to come back every single time?
I think a good pastor, like someone that...
How would you define that?
So like someone that can actually break down the word like properly, because you know sometimes... Like, you could have a scripture.
Yeah.
Like, you could read a scripture and, like, you're just reading a scripture.
You're not breaking it down to comprehend it.
But then a pastor could say, okay, well, all right, so, like, for example, in the Bible, it says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, yeah. Mm. And then if you break down, like, what, like, actually how small, like, a mustard seed is,
mm-hmm.
like, if you have just that as faith
mm.
and compare that to the work that God will do for you, then it's like you know what I mean? So just small analogies like that.
Because I would have just read past that. And
Even you just saying that, that's serious still. I was just saying that the faith for the masters, I said, yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I just broke it down there.
Like, when I first read that, I didn't understand it. I'm just thinking, yeah, like, it's just... Like, it's just the mustard seed, isn't it? Like, it's just like whatever. But then obviously, you know, like when you break it down, so I feel like a pastor that's good at breaking down the actual word and like helping you to understand it.
Mm.
I think a good praise and worship team.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. If you get a good praise and worship team and you know that, you see when you got like, do you remember, I remember the time when us three went to church together. And I remember the praise and worship team started the song and Jordan was like, I know this one. And I see Jordan just, But you see when you got a song that you like it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, as well, I think for me, like gospel music reminds me of, it's got like an R&B like
100%
as well. Yeah, so I feel like that's why I enjoy listening to gospel because it's got like a...
It's the ad-libs as well.
Bro, they're just mad
full ad-libs. Ad-libs. Like, gospel is ad-libs.
Bro, they're just bare ad-libs. Yeah, like, think about it. Yeah, bro, Kirk Franklin,
he doesn't sing. Yeah, he just speaks.
He just talks.
He's an ad-lib man still.
Like, he just talks.
The songs go off.
The songs slap.
It's literally a song of ad-libs.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise and worship. Pastor, what about you? You got anything?
It's a bit fucked, yeah, but... The pastor needs to have been through things. Like,
what do you mean?
So he can't just be like straight-laced pastor, like he hasn't had any troubles in his life.
See what? All
right. So for example, Mike Todd was addicted to pornography.
Not like that.
Okay.
I'm talking like an ex-drug dealer or something. Yeah, not like...
He used to be on the road.
Yeah, like stuff like that. I don't want someone that's explaining to me about struggles and strifes of life and they've never been through it.
Okay, so you feel like they could be relatable then?
Yeah, like someone a bit, maybe that was the way I should put it, a bit more relatable. Yeah. But yeah, they have to have been through things. I don't want to just sit there and hear a pastor talk about things they don't understand.
Ex-drug dealer.
No. Else I get that one. I flipped it like a mustard seed.
Yeah.
I flipped the pack.
Man had a small pack with the size of a mustard seed. A man flipped that. And now man's ear, innit? Man's ear.
By the grace of God.
You lot are so stupid. But it has to be like relatable. I can't sit there and listen to you to tell a story and I can tell like you're just saying this for saying it's sake. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for me, this might be controversial as well, but I don't want to feel like we're all here on a money grab. Because you know some churches you go there and you just feel like it's too... money orientated. Like I'm here to hear the word, but it's like everything is just like, right,
gonna offer. There's like three offering times.
Yeah, do you know that jars me?
We just got it.
Yeah, no, that jars me.
I should enter. Here's the basket.
Or when they walk around with a card,
exactly.
Like,
I'm like, we just three offerings. Times offering. Donations, charity work, building a new building. I'm like, how many times am I gonna give you my money? Do you know what I'm saying? So if it's just anything against that, I don't really deal with the constant money thing. But other than that, I think what you said, the pastor can break down the word, good praise and worship team. I believe in the relatable thing as well.
Yeah,
I think
there was a pastor, he was basically, he had been through like a lengthy divorce.
Oh, when yeah, he's gonna preach seriously.
And he was going into it. I was thinking, oh shit. Like, I've never seen a man break down the word and then relate it to like divorce and stuff like that. I was thinking, you're actually genuinely very good at your job.
Yeah. That's why I like Tab so much, because I think they've got all of those things in a really...
Pastor Matt seems very relatable. I've never spoke to him like personally. But...
How he speaks, yeah. I think when I first went to the church, I was like, I heard a couple people went there, but you see, he talks like how the man then will talk. So like when you hear him breaking down the word, he'll say stuff like, oh, she's a... Like, I'm think of like an example of preaching that he done. Like he'll give an example of like a battle in your life. And it's big. And you're thinking, oh, like, this is bigger than me. And you'll be like, think of David versus Goliath.
Yeah, yeah.
David versus a giant.
Yeah, yeah.
But David overcome that through the grace of God. Yeah. So whatever you're going through, it's nothing.
Yeah.
You or David.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then you're hearing that and you're thinking, no, I can see the problem looking like Goliath. But if I trust God, that slingshot that I've got is going to take down that problem. And that's blessed by God.
Relatable. Yeah,
stuff totally. Like that, but just the way how he speaks, and he speaks to like young people as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just think little things like that are important for a good church service. Anyway.
And I feel like as well, I feel like when a church allows you to sort of be a bit free with finding your faith.
Mm.
So like, you know, in terms of like they allow you to sort of like read into things like yourself, like they're not too forceful on you, and they're not saying, okay, yeah, like I feel like you should do this or do that. Because when I was younger, Potter's House ruined me.
We've heard
some stories. Yeah,
I was nearly on the other side.
What do you mean the other side, Jordan?
I lost my faith for a bit.
Well, because of
Potter's House.
Well, you didn't trust the same, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was such a
surviving Potter's House. Is this what is going on?
A lot of the things that would happen there, they were quite like forceful to get you into the faith. Like, I heard someone from Potter's House say to someone, this is like verbatim. They asked, "Are you saved?" The person said no. Then he said, "Are your parents saved?" They said no. The girl then said to them, "Oh, your parents are going to hell." I was thinking, you can't.
You crazy.
Can't say that to someone on? As they've just got to the church. Like,
oh, so just as the new person there?
Yeah, like they're a new person there. I thought, this is mad. Like, you can't just tell me my parents are going to hell.
Yeah.
Like, I've just come in.
Yeah.
No, it was not Potter's House.
Yeah,
no,
it's bad.
We might have to talk about that.
A lot of them
Jordan's whole demeanor is changing.
A lot of them goes back.
Was it that bad?
No, trust me. Potter's House nearly got me.
How though?
It's bad.
Genuinely. And yeah, a lot of them goes back.
If I stayed there, only God knows what kind of man I'd be today.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Because I don't even think that it's that... like, there wasn't even too much... Like, you see like how we speak about like breaking down the word and things like that. Like, I don't even remember going to church and...
Mention a sermon.
Yeah. Like, and leaving there thinking,
today was good.
Yeah, like I felt that today.
Mm.
Like I left thinking, what's confused. What's this military cult I'm a part of?
Is that what it felt like?
Bro,
it's
bro,
bad. Did you never go?
Because everyone that went there used to come back with really bad stories.
Yeah, that was bad.
Bro, they tried to have me in Croydon.
Doing what?
Outreach field.
If I had done that.
Me.
Evangelizing.
Me.
Was you going to go?
Me
though?
Field. Outreach. In Croydon.
Been there.
Me doing outreach. Excuse me, can I talk to you? No, fuck or squat. I would have forgot Wow.
What are you on? What are you on, man?
What? Come then.
I'm snuffed, man. I'm the blood of Jesus. I'm snuffed, man.
Outside West, bro. Outside Croydon, bro. West Croydon to Mac D's. West Croydon to Mac D's. That was. They wouldn't see my acne. Come then. I would have lost character.
How could a man say, excuse me for talking to you, what?
No, I see people sometimes, you know. Excuse me, can I speak? Shut up!
Shut the fuck up.
Bro, it's mad, bro.
Yeah, Jordan's had some trauma.
Nah, it was bad. It was actually bad.
It was bad, man. It was very bad.
I stopped going to church for years after
that. Yeah, bro, same, bro.
For years.
Yeah, that's a shame, man.
Yeah, no, I know you say you're E-tribe, but definitely try to come to.
No, I do. Like, tab. I actually want to. Like, I need to come.
No, there. Tab's good, man.
But I see the queue and all of that outside.
The only downfall, but it's a good church.
No, bro, every time I've been there, I've had a very, very, like, it's been a good time. I've never been there and I've never
felt the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, what you got for us, anyway?
We was having a conversation off camera. Junior. Myself.
Make sure you're very
Joel, listen to what this man said, yeah. And you can
No.
He wants to protect himself.
Yeah, of course, man. Now the camera's on, you're changing your opinion.
Wait, sorry guys, can I request something?
Go on.
Can we switch to that? I'm struggling to
I was trying to just keep it on the yellow, but so we was having a conversation off camera and we were speaking about like the best R&B artists of all time. Obviously, let's be honest.
R. Kelly.
Robert
Kelly. R. Kelly. Not call him Robert.
Is one of the best.
Don't call him Robert, because that's when we're going into the case files. We call him Robert is case file. All time.
Point blank period. Like, we're 100%. Not going
to
argue that fact.
R&B.
I then asked Fionn the question, if R. Kelly was having a concert, would you go? His words were, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No terrorists in the street.
No, like, he said, I'm going.
For the music. I'm a fan of his music.
I said, that's mental.
I don't think it's mental, though.
Mm.
My question is now, is that mental?
Mm-hmm.
To go to R. Kelly concert?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it would not sell out?
Of course it would.
So everyone that goes is mental?
Mm. Yes. Let me tell you why it's mental, yeah? It's because, okay, cool, yeah? Hear this, yeah? If you knew that, let's say, a director of a company, was a convicted paedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you apply for a job at that company?
Depends on my financial situation.
That's a hard question, though.
Depends on my financial situation.
Sometimes you need it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So the guy that's interviewing you, is a known paedophile.
Yeah.
You're taking the job.
Depends on my financial situation.
Good heavens. You guys know what integrity is. Yeah, you guys are
okay.
Okay,
so you've got
mad jobs.
Do you know, but there's other jobs.
Wait. Let me, because he's posed the question to me. Yeah, I think where a lot of people go wrong is we judge people based off things we know, but sometimes that same interviewer could be a paedophile, you just don't know.
He just hasn't been caught.
He hasn't been revealed.
That's a different story.
That's a different story.
We asked you, but we know.
He's a convicted paedophile.
Yes. He's a known convicted paedophile.
Like Robert, if this is on kids.
You haven't been getting your interviews, you need money, rent is due.
No, come on.
Integrity, guys, integrity.
So you're going to now suffer a life because of the next transaction?
I'm not going to suffer a life. Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm well capable of finding another job, I promise you.
That's not the only job that's going to be available.
For some people, there is.
I don't know. I feel like.
This is bad, you know. It's a different situation. Me being in a financial hole is bad.
That's and you're telling me I just gotta get past the interview with a convicted.
You know, forget the interview. Let's go back to R. Kelly.
I'm going.
So you would go.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the concert. I wish. Swaying.
Music. Don't.
That's bro. Do you know how mad that is?
That's mad.
No, I'm
just in the air.
But like, you shouldn't be putting any money in that man's pocket.
You're funding paedophilia.
No, literally, you got no integrity.
No, but
you lack integrity.
No, but see, the thing is, alright. So I said to Els, on the flip side, yeah, I gave an example
You can Chris Brown. You can give the example.
So Chris Brown is a convicted. I think he got. Was he convicted for beating up a woman?
Assaulting
a woman.
Assault, yeah.
He's doing well tours, but that's a known man that does domestic violence. So, would you go to a Chris Brown concert?
No.
So because of that.
Yeah.
Now you should have asked him that before putting the information.
No, but what I'm trying to say is Chris Brown is a. He's a convicted person for doing something that people don't agree with. It doesn't stop him from going. I'm just there a fan of the music. I'm not a fan of him as what he does outside of that. Like, I was saying to Els, Els listens to murderers. So do you. Murderers.
I gave my point why I would go to a murderer's concert.
Say your point.
And I'll be honest, yeah. I've got my boundaries and my thresholds, yeah, of things that are do's and don'ts. Yeah.
So you're happy with
murder? I'm not promoting murder.
No, you are. I'm not
promoting murder. Yeah, but
he is.
But I've been
to murderers' concerts. See, yeah,
but there's certain times where if the murder is
murder's wrong.
But if the murder was done in terms of retaliation or because of something, or someone else has died and it's karma, then...
You're okay with it.
I have an understanding.
You're okay with it.
But I'm not okay with murder, but I have an understanding of how certain situations happen. There is no reason for paedophilia or domestic violence. Yeah. There's no reason. Yeah, There's absolutely no reason.
So you're saying...
What is his reason for pissing on kids?
I can't justify
support,
what he's doing.
I support his bank account.
Not support his bank account.
You want to go and put $90 in his bank account?
Why does it have to be dollars? Why is it dollars?
To fund his outfits.
No,
and his
I'm just saying, like, I don't agree with what he has done outside of music. Mm-hmm. But as a fan of his music, and there was an opportunity to go to see it live, I think I'd go.
Your integrity is worth $90 and a 1 or 2 hours of your time.
Yeah.
But you're going to go drive, park up outside Oto Arena.
You lot will go to murderers' concerts.
I told you, I understand how those situations took. Paedophilia is not something I can understand. It doesn't make sense in any way, shape, or form.
I think each.
You got no limits.
I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
What crime stops you from going to that?
Because you will go to a sexual predators and a paedophiles concert. So what's worse than that? When does it end?
Do you know what it is for me?
Yeah. What charge have they got to be?
No, but you know what it is for me. I tried to separate the two.
I just said what charge. Does an artist have to have for you not to attend their concert?
I have to think. I think
because it don't get any worse than domestic violence and
I think you next to paedophilia.
Terrorism, a terrorist's concert, but it depends. But there's so many different types of terrorism, though. There's different types of terrorism.
A terrorist concert.
That could go off.
That's actually fucked.
So you.
Why? Oh man.
No, we have to beat that. We have to say that.
So you go. Sponsor.
That's too bad.
Oh. No, but like it's hard, man. I tried to separate the artist from the person.
You're fucked.
I try to separate the artist from the I try not to do it. Like, so would you want to go to a Michael Jackson concert?
I said he's a bit booky.
No, but would you go?
I don't have facts. I just seen weird things.
No, but that's you. But I would go. You got tunnel vision because you like him, not because of you.
I don't have facts. Cool. He said on interview, I slept in a bed with a child.
That's, yeah, and you know,
it's very weird. It's very, very weird, yeah. But let's all be honest, yeah. If you've had like parents or things like that, you might have stayed in their bed when you're young.
He adopted them.
Like, those were his.
No. These were just random kids.
That's weird. But so I don't
would
know.
You go?
The
would you go?
I would go to Michael, but I don't know for fact. There's facts. There's a video of him pissing on that little girl.
Yeah, like there's actually like known So you would go to Diddy's concert as well, wouldn't you?
Diddy?
Yeah.
No, I don't. There's not really. He doesn't really make music.
Bad Boy concert. Bad Boy reunion.
Bad Boy reunion.
Bad Boy reunion.
Yeah, look. He's there.
Depends who's on.
No, you will go.
Like, I tried to separate it though. I'm not someone that.
Alright, cool. So let's
fake outrage a lot of the time.
Yeah. So, at Phil Denton.
Sometimes no, the outrage is fake.
No.
It's selective, I think. I personally think, like, no, all jokes aside, I think a lot of people like to have selective outrage, bro.
But there's.
No, like, they do.
Are we talking about other people or you?
Just in general. People like to be like, oh yeah, this person's cancelled. Like, cancel culture is fake, in my opinion. I think it's fake.
Okay, but there's, but.
That's what I'm saying, that's my point.
Diddy and R. Kelly, nothing fake about that.
There's facts.
There's facts. There's hundreds.
Fion, they're currently incarcerated.
100%.
So there's actually evidence of facts there, Fion.
But I tried to stay away from it, to be honest. If I enjoy the music, I try to separate myself from the court cases and stuff. I'm just being honest. So I would go to R. Kelly, I would go to Michael Jackson as well. I would.
And
a Chris Brown.
And let's say if Diddy, Diddy came to the O2.
I'm not going.
He's DM'd me.
Yeah,
and he said,
I'm not going. No. Why is Diddy DMing me? That's sus.
He's DM'd you. He's been like, hey man, you know, I'm loving the podcast.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going.
I'm in town tonight.
Nope.
You know, I'd love for you and your friends to come down.
Nah.
You know, I got a VIP box.
Nah.
I got a rare nephew for you.
Nah.
Hennessy.
Nah.
Listen. And a whole lot of holes.
No, I'm not going.
Naked holes.
No.
And then down it.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going to. If Diddy's DMing me, long list of things. That means he's got a plan for me. I'm going to be the one that's naked.
I feel old up, you know, with an apple in his mouth.
That's quite.
An apple in my mouth.
On a
hog tag.
On a rotisserie stick. We'll be finished. Ty's not like this, you know. Apple in his mouth.
In my mind, I'm just thinking, oh, taking out the apple out of your mouth and saying, I thought you liked the podcast.
I thought he was a fan of the
crazy. Oh my god.
I thought you liked the show. Oh my god.
You're finished.
What you got for us, George?
Oh. Yeah,
we went off on a tangent.
Man, Clay, start with it. I thought you liked the podcast.
Glazed and Babel, you know. Rotisserie rocks.
Unroasted.
Oh, man.
Shit. My question was, yeah.
Oh.
I was having this debate the other day, yeah. Say you're in the talking stages with a new woman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like from time to time, you know, some of us enjoy gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What like FIFA,
yeah,
pro clubs FIFA, or
yeah, yeah,
COD,
yeah,
Warzone,
yeah, like Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it disrespectful for you to game when in the company of a woman?
Depends how comfortable you are with her, and she understands what you like.
I would say no.
I wouldn't say it's disrespectful. Disrespectful is a big thing.
Do you know what I think here?
But there will be a lot of opinions to say yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I think here, I don't think it's disrespectful, but I think it's a bit selfish.
Yeah, I would say so. It's selfish.
And then I think as well, I think it's probably down to the duration of...
how long you're playing the game.
Yeah, and how long you've known her or been with her for.
Yeah.
So like, for example, say like you've been with someone 10 years.
That's calm.
I don't think it's.
No, you lot clearly spend loads of time together.
Yeah, but I think probably if you've been with someone maybe 6 months,
could be peak.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Alright, so on that same point, like, how would you say? So, for example, we watch football. Yeah, a lot of women may know about it, but they might not like it. But if you was to watch a match with a girl there, is that similar kind of like disrespect? Or?
No, I don't think so, because I think gaming is very, like, you know, like your headphones
you're
on.
Talking,
like you're in another world, kind of thing.
Really engaged.
Yeah, like it's literally, okay, you're there, I'm here, it's me and the screen.
I'm in the gulag.
And my headphones.
Yeah, I'm in the gulag. Do you know what
I mean? Yeah. Where I feel like with a football match, it's different because, like, you could be sat down together watching it.
Okay, yeah, it's okay, no. I get what you're saying. Gaming is like you're in a whole nother world.
Yeah.
I can see how it is a little bit of a...
It's selfish.
It is selfish. Yeah. And if you're doing it with your woman there who's made time to have her come out...
Yeah.
And if you're doing it every day,
yeah,
it is a bit... It's a bit bad, man.
Yeah, there's a time and a place. I think you should part that off, especially if she comes around.
I think it will be good to actually...
Put a poll up.
Yeah, to find out, because I was having this debate with Natalia.
Yeah.
And Natalia said that she wouldn't mind it. And I said, personally, I wouldn't do it. Mm. Or if I did do it, I would, like, it might be for like 30 minutes or something, and then I'm off. So maybe like a game or two FIFA and then I'm done.
Yeah.
And rather than like an all night thing.
Yeah.
But if this is my woman,
then it's all that.
If it's my woman, I'm not gonna lie, she needs to support me.
She needs to support me
in this.
I feel like that's a lot of ways. That's the way that a lot of guys unwind as well. Like, you can play in the game, like, it's no stress and shit like that.
Even
just chatting on the on the party chat.
It's
a nice way of just chatting to the man then.
Yeah,
because it's like a group chat.
I don't call my friends really.
Yeah.
I don't really call my friends, but if we're all playing the game, then we can. Chat and
whatever. I think I prefer the party chats, to be honest. Like, it's a nice way of everyone kind of talking together, and there's always like a lot of banter in party chats as well. The man,
yeah,
but yeah, no, we'll put that out to them still, ask them what their thoughts on if you're in a relationship. Was it talking stage, you said, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're in the early talking stages of a relationship, is it disrespectful or selfish to have a game
or gaming while they're together?
Yeah.
And we're back here to the streets news. Did you not see the controversy about Burna Boy and the young lady who fell asleep?
I've seen people getting onto him about it.
So a young lady fell asleep at his concert. She had her own life problems going on. This isn't the greatest journalism, but I just know she had some things going on at home, and that's why she fell asleep. He recently apologised on Instagram.
Because he called her out, didn't he?
Yeah, he called her out and kicked her out of the concert. But
kicked her out? She had to leave?
Yeah, like, he kicked her out of the concert.
Oh, shit, I didn't know she had to leave.
Yeah.
I thought he just called her out.
Yeah, he kicked her out of the concert. But he later came on to Instagram and spoke about it.
Okay. Yeah, you're not going to read the whole thing, are
you? I'm not going to read the whole thing and...
Just paraphrase for us. What's he saying?
He basically said, "I understand the agenda against me. I came to terms with it a long time ago, but my skin is bulletproof. At this point, I wasn't going to address this, but if you make me the pilot and being a pilot, being uncomfortable..." He basically, I'm just going to cut this mad long. He basically says, "Sorry that you're offended."
By him calling you out and kicking you out.
Yeah.
But I see people are after him now though. Like, he's getting like really bad press.
He wrapped it up by basically saying, "You think you can treat me like a stripper?"
Why is he saying that?
Because people are being rude to him, but...
Treat me like a stripper?
Yeah, that's his words here. He says... the end says, "If we're now in a world where you can treat me like a stripper, slap my ass and tell me to keep dancing because you throw me $100 at me." And then there was like a few other slides afterwards. But that was his...
Wow.
Did he have to cancel his tour as well?
I'm not sure. I think that was just like rumors. I don't think he actually cancelled the tour, but a lot of people saying that they weren't going
to his
shows.
But after. Do you know why I respect that? Integrity.
Wait, how is that integrity?
Because you know what's so mad, yeah? That's people saying, no, do you know what?
Oh, you're rating the people that ain't going to a concert.
That's not going to a concert.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were saying what he did.
Because the thing is, yeah, if you compare their bar to Fionn's bar, we're talking...
He just kicked out. We're talking
a mustard seed and a
Goliath.
yeah, a Goliath. Like, we're talking...
A mustard seed and Goliath.
That's a big difference.
Like, we're talking that, like, but... Not, yeah, but seriously, but yeah, like, that's the, yeah, that's integrity.
So do you think that he's wrong?
100%, man.
That's not the way to apologize.
Yeah, 100%. And to be fair, look, like, at the end of the day, if someone's sleeping in your concert, I'm sure there's thousands of other people there.
Mm.
And, bro, like, you made thousands of that show anyway.
Why are you worrying about one person?
Yeah, why are you worrying about one person?
Yeah, she could have had a medical issue.
I think...
How was she sleeping though, standing up, like, leaning
on something? I'm not sure, but I think she was there with somebody else, and if I remember correctly, like, someone in our family had recently passed away, and there's some other things going on, and you know sometimes the sleep just takes you, and apparently he was late to this show, so she was probably waiting for a while.
He can't complain.
And she's probably like a fan too.
Of course,
a fan like that.
Yeah, that's crazy still.
Everyone's
boycotting
Burner
Boy. I'm not boycotting. I'll be honest, I'm not. You're going to have to murder someone.
I like a few of his shoes.
You have to knock down his brother or something.
Not even that is feel more back in there.
This guy's fucked, you know.
But that's what it will take.
Said, knock down his brother.
Clark's brother.
Oh, let's move on.
That's very bad. Oh, Donald Trump receiving backlash for saying Somalians contribute nothing. Their country, their country stinks and we don't want them here.
No, he didn't say that. No, there's no way he said that.
No, he did. I just saw him say it.
I couldn't believe it.
There's no way he said that.
He was like, Somalians? No chance.
I couldn't believe it.
Somalians ripped off that state for billions of dollars. Billions. Every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries.
No, it has to be AI.
No, it's him. That's how he's still walking still.
He is fucked. For a man to just sit there and just say that, and there probably won't be anybody.
But you know that he will get more supporters.
This is the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Let me not lie though, yeah. You see that.
Your country stinks.
Like, you see Trump, yeah. This stuff I'm not for, yeah.
Yeah.
But one thing that I respect about him.
He says what he feels.
Is he does like what he says.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
how can he end the war with
Israel and Gaza.
Israel and that. Do you know how mad that is?
Palestine. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, and he's actually trying now to end the Ukraine and Russia thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, if he can actually, let me know.
That's mad racist.
Isn't it?
That's mad racist.
You said the country stinks.
How many times has he been there?
Do you know what? I take back what I just said. I don't respect him anymore.
It's what he does.
Because he could kick us out. If we live there, we're not safe.
No, but he's been saying that about
because
black
the thing
people.
Is
you don't know. Yeah.
Because the thing is, you two could pass for Somalian.
Not us two, maybe you.
You could pass for one of the dark Somalians.
You're dumb.
Yeah, I don't know East you're African dumb. In any you're shape
dumb.
Or
form. No, you do else. You do. A little bit.
If I do, you do. Not that there's anything wrong.
See, but look what we're doing.
Who looks
here?
The most East African?
But this is
it's
what.
You, though.
Fair enough. I'll be done.
This is what Trump does.
Yeah.
He's got us in your Somali and your Somali.
And you're dark Somali.
You're dark. But there's nothing wrong with Somali. Somalis are beautiful people.
Yeah,
but I can't even remember what I was gonna say now. I've lost my train of thought.
No, look what he's done to us.
He's got
us fighting against each other.
He started it. I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, no, I'm actually sorry about that.
Gonna say Trump, I know he's got like his opinion on black people. I know when he was going for election, he was like, black people, might as well take a chance, you know, I'm finished anyway.
And this is what you find funny.
No. But I was like, you know what it is? Sometimes I find audacity hilarious. When people have the audacity.
No, you enjoy seeing black people struggle.
That's true.
And suffer.
Why would I do that? As a black man, myself. But anyway, Trump clearly has some very horrific views towards Somali people. Because Somalia used to be a really beautiful place before the war. But I think there was, I don't know the backstory, but something happened over there where I think people from the West went over and messed it up. But it used to be a beautiful place.
I've got a few Somalian friends still. And there's some like really beautiful Somalian women.
Yeah, of course. So he shouldn't be saying that about their country stinks.
Yeah, you can't say a country stinks. I don't think he's ever been there a day in his life.
It stinks of racism still.
Fucking. Love Island groom swept off his feet as bride lifts him on their first kiss.
What?
Yeah, can you see it? Hey!
That's mental. She's kind of shocked. Game's over, man.
This is mad.
But who is he?
He must be short, yeah.
He might have mad heels on.
No, but to be fair, look at the guests.
What do you mean?
I'll be honest.
What do you mean, look at the guests? What do you mean by that?
That's why that's tolerated, because look at the kind of guests that's in attendance there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to delve deeper into that.
Tell me what you mean.
No, that's what I'm
saying. I don't understand. I can't work out what the guests are.
Let's be honest, if it was our wedding, even if we wanted to do that, would we feel comfortable doing that in front of our guests?
Your uncle seeing you get liffer.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I couldn't get liffer. Like
Sharon seeing you get...
No, it's too confusing.
But that day is
a bit controversial. Because I don't really know the setup there, but it's love, innit? It's how they show love.
That's a lot of love.
That's how they show that. Love. So you wouldn't get lift up at your wedding?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Junior? Yeah. So you're doing the lifting.
Who's your ideal woman? Like celebrity?
I don't really have one. I don't have one. But I have an ideal woman.
Would you let her lift you up?
No, I don't.
Kiss the bride.
I'm a tall man. I can't be lifted up. No.
Women squat a lot, you know.
No. I'd rather stay away from that. Lift up.
Yeah. It's been Ear to the Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
A time when everything went wrong before 9 a.m.
Oh yes. I'm trying to think. I've got a few, but I'm trying to think what one I want to bring to the table. All right. Cool. So a time where something went wrong before 9 a.m. was went on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was, I don't know if you lot have ever experienced this, but have you ever missed a flight before?
Yeah. Once, yeah.
My one was mad because I missed the flight while I was at the airport in duty free, waiting.
Right.
So we've got to the airport, good time. This time, just like, I think the flight was about 8:30. So we've got there, I'd say 6 o'clock, got through chilling. And this was with Ryanair. So I said to my cousin, I said, let's just grab something to eat. Let's chill out. We've got through security. Everything's calm. We're all chilling now. I said to him, just check the board. Just make sure that the timing is still correct. So let's say the flight was, I said, boarding 10 past 8. So we're saying, cool. It's now like 7:30. We're like, waiting around. I've said, I'm going to go to the toilet. Let me go look. I've looked at the thing. It says boarding now. So we're like, wait. It said 8:30 this whole time. We've been waiting around. It says boarding now. Like, we're even hearing announcements. Mm. Yeah. So we're now running.
How many of you?
Three of us running. We get to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
We see the plane doing a little, you know, it does. We see it turning off like this. We said, nah. And it went. And I was like, I said to my cousin, what the fuck happened? He was like, he said 8:30 and it switched to 7:30.
Did they not say your name on the thing?
But they were screaming out our name and everything. I was like, bruv, I was thinking, I think because he's got a very like English name.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing his name. I'm just thinking, ah, this is someone else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Bruv, it was us the whole time, fam. So then we had to go downstairs to, like, we had to go to, like, the desk and basically say, like, we've missed our flight. Like, what happens now? And they were like, right, well, you've missed your flight. You're going to have to get the next one that's at 10 past 11. But you got to pay, like, an extra, like, two bills. And then my cousin was trying to, like, take them to court, say, no, you lot messed up. You had the wrong thing on this thing. And it was like, have you got any evidence? Have you got any pictures? He's like, no, I ain't got nothing. They said, well, we can't say that you are right. We know what time it was scheduled. The plane left when it was supposed to leave. And we was cooked. We literally had to wait in the airport. I was in the airport for like 5-6 hours, bruv. Just cooked.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm sat here now and I think you're lying.
Why? Why?
It's not the exact, you see the exact, like, where, I missed the flight and I've seen my plane, like, take off right in front of me.
Why do you think I'm lying?
And I was there.
You think I'm lying about that?
No, I think you're lying about the time change.
This is what...
We're talking...
An hour earlier.
Serious airspace, yeah?
This is what...
I'm telling you,
where was he going?
Back to London. It was in Ireland.
I'm telling you, yeah? I've never in my life...
Ryanair. Seen
or heard... I've never in my life seen or heard.
I'm telling
a
you.
A board, yeah, say a certain time, yeah, and then suddenly change.
Bro.
Change to 1 hour.
You have to remember, yeah, he's gone to check, he's relayed it to us, yeah, so we're like, cool. We've got there a certain time, we're waiting on time, checked again, it's a different time, we've had to run to the gate.
No, what I think's happened is you have just got a bit carried away in duty free.
No.
And you've
got the tequila song.
Yeah, because no. think about it, yeah. A plane time is a plane time. Like you know planes, yeah? Like how planes work, you know, like it's mad, like it's all scheduled. About yeah, like it's like scheduled times and
yeah.
And airspace and all of this stuff, yeah. So if your plane is on time for 8:30, yeah. So your plane is on time for 8:30. Yeah. It physically can't, like it actually can't change to 7:30.
But
it can't that means do that.
You weren't the only one to miss it as well. Because 7:30 is very early.
Yeah, were you the only one?
Yeah, but...
Come on. But stop it.
Wait, can I explain?
So go on.
So what we said to him was like, what was the time on the board? Because we felt like he's obviously misread it and then given us the wrong information. That's where we have kind of taken it on board. We said, he's adamant. That's why he was going to court. Because I think he was trying to save face. But we was like, I just paid it. But at the same time, he was so adamant. He was like, no, the time's changed. And now we've missed the flat. So we said, all right, cool. But there is a possibility that he read it wrong and relayed the information wrong to us.
I think he's dyslexic.
But at the same time...
He was reading Lisbon, not London.
I think there definitely would... I think there was an error on our part because we was the only ones that missed it.
100%.
But...
I'm sat here thinking...
This guy...
That's impossible. Like, it's actually physically impossible.
Because he said Ryanair, I thought... It could be.
No, but there's so many reasons, yeah, as to why it's impossible. Because one, yeah, check-in closes like an hour before, yeah.
Mm.
So there's that, yeah. Two, like you can't just like
the plane doesn't come like earlier. I've never seen that before. Like,
but what do you know? Do you know what I think? Do you know what I personally think it was?
Leave an hour earlier.
You're not allowed to.
Do you know what I think? Do you know what I think it was? If I'm being real. I believe there was flights going out the same day, but he's read the wrong, like, you know, it's got a code, but it's all going to London, but he's read the wrong code. Mm. So he just says that EY722, he's read B4621.
Mm.
And but it's like an hour difference because Ryanair to from Ireland to London, there's bare flights, and I think that's where we went wrong. If I'm being honest with you.
So, at the beginning of the story, you tried to blame us on air traffic control.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. Because we haven't got proof.
It's a simple.
My cousin's a reliable man.
No, he's not.
he might be dyslexic.
But he's dyslexic. I'm just going to say it. But he's dyslexic.
Realistically, probably was that part.
And what my thing is here is you and who else was you with?
My other bedroom.
You and your bedroom. Are also fools as well. because my thing is here, yeah, it's
for fools.
Yeah, it's just the free mask of fools. Yeah. Because my thing is here, is how has nobody challenged him?
No, we did.
Like your cousin said, like your cousin said, cousin, oh, they've changed our flight to be 1 hour early. Let's run to the gate. And you're all in duty free, getting burst, trying different flavors.
No.
Like, what's going on here?
We was literally eating, I think it was like Burger King. We was just chilling in Burger King for time. We was there for time. But I think he's read the wrong flight. That's what I genuinely think has happened. But that was my day.
Wait, what was your initial flight? 8:30.
So that's what he told us. Our original flight was 7:30. That's the one that we should have been on. But he's looked at the 8:30 one and saying that's the one that we're getting.
So when did you realise you missed it? At 8:30 or 7:30?
Like, I think it was like 7... Like, just before the flight started to take off. So as we've got to the thing, we've seen it fly out. But we've been in duty-free chilling.
So your flight hasn't left earlier?
No, it has. Our real flight's left.
Yeah, so it hasn't left earlier. You just missed your flight.
Yeah, we missed it. But yeah. We felt it was... 8:30.
But like John said, you blamed Ryanair when it has nothing to do
with that's human error.
It's free fools. That's free fools.
That's why. Free fools.
It's free fools linking up.
It's free drunk fools.
We weren't drunk. But yeah.
I thought you shouldn't even be mentioned.
No, we got to the bottom of this very quickly.
Yeah. That was easy to die. Very easy.
But that's why I think, because we didn't pull him up on it, that's why he was so adamant to take them to court. Because he's so deep in the life. Yeah, I think he was covering his own
and case. And then when he got home, he dropped the case.
I haven't heard of it since.
Exactly.
He probably didn't say nothing to no one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you know what would have been funny when they're at the desk trying to plead the case?
Yeah.
Yeah, before, you're like an idiot.
Yeah, the woman's like, what? That's probably why you had to pay.
Because
she's probably never heard of that in her life. Yes. Three fools coming and telling her that the plane left 1 hour early.
It definitely did. Oh, but yeah, that's when my day was ruined before 9 a.m. anyway.
I think that's your cousin's fault, to be honest. Yeah. And partly you lot's.
Yeah, that's straight cousin.
Everyone could have looked at the board. But I think mine was college results day.
Oh.
This was...
Horrible day. Horrible
final day. Year for college. And I did... so long ago. I did A-levels. So I...
exams.
Yeah, A-level exams. In my head, yeah, I kind of knew that I wasn't going to do great because I weren't serious.
Are you good at exams? Or you fail a lot of them?
Nah, don't fail. Well, I'll get to that part of the story, but it's never like... A-star.
Exceptional.
Yeah, it's never like wow.
So you're just cutting
so intelligent. Like,
yeah. You're just cutting through.
It's never
it's
that.
Like,
yeah, unless it's like ICT, yeah, or stuff like that. It's never like passing with flying colours. But it's
just getting through.
If it's
foundation
like,
papers.
Not foundation papers. If it was like, so media, I got a decent thing in.
Okay.
I got a decent grade. But obviously, I knew in the back of my head, I'm not going to do a man thing. But for people that don't know, for when you apply for, you have to apply for uni before you get your exam result because you get predicted, you might be able to help me.
Yeah.
You get predicted grades.
Mm-hmm.
My predicted grades were like, I think it was like B, like basically all Bs for it, predicted. I don't know how I pulled that off, but it was all predicted Bs. I hadn't really been putting in the work. I didn't really revise. I was just playing blackjack and...
Oh, he's one of them guys.
Just fucking about, I'll be honest. So obviously it's results day. Results day has come. Usually how college is, or for like my friendship group, we would all go to college together. So the ones that did A-levels, we all said, ah, yeah, cool, like we'll go.
get our results together.
Yeah. And I remember the day, like every minute of it, pissing down with rain.
Yeah.
I went Merton College.
Yeah.
So it's like one bus from where I used to live, to Merton College. Everyone's on the bus. No one's really speaking, to be honest.
Because they're nervous.
Like, a couple of men are nervous. Because obviously this, like, you have your first choice.
Well, yeah, UCAS points and all that,
UCAS points, second choice. And then after that, it's a bit of a scramble.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my first choice. I think I wanted to go to DMU.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, I got to college. Everyone's there. I see a few people like smiling, and but these are the people you've seen putting work in the classroom and that. Like, I got this, that, and blah, 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 blah. They've handed me my my little brown envelope.
And the envelope's heavy. When the envelope's heavy, there's some weight in there.
Yeah, it's just heavy with failure.
Disappointment. Yeah. It's full of disappointment. Rejection.
Yeah. Embarrassment. So,
I opened up my envelope now, and I pulled it up, and then the way it's like a small little sheet. Started off D.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's already bad.
What? Dickhead.
Wait, that's how it's kicking off.
That's kicking off. Pulled up the sheet a bit further. You. I was like,
Ooh.
I can't remember what I was
doing. D-U, you know. You know it's spelling, isn't it? M-B.
That's getting worse.
Dumb. Just dumb.
And the B was the
ICG
thing.
Then I got a merit and a B. Yeah. Just dumb.
Then I got a B for media. And then basically, I can't remember the amount of UCAS points I needed to get into DMU, but with the D and the U, forget it. Forget DMU, that's not happening. And I think at the time, you have to call around. Your second choice to see if, like, oh, hey.
Clearing. Yeah, I remember them days.
You guys, is there any room?
Like, yeah.
No, sir. It's like,
oh. Like,
like, it's over with. Like, you're not getting it. My second choice was Hertfordshire.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, it wasn't, I think, because of the day, like, there was no replies. So, bro, I'm just standing there. I'm thinking, I'm fucked.
Oh, you're thinking you've ruined your...
Like, that's it. Like, my life's ruined.
What did you get a U in? What did you get a U in?
What did I do?
That's how they made you feel in school, though. It's fast.
Yeah,
really,
that's genuinely like you feel like your life's ruined. So, I did ICT. I think I got the U in ICT.
Cause why?
Like,
what happened?
It was Excel. And, like, it involved maths and some other things. it was maths.
the banker. You failed the banker.
Like, and it wasn't just doing things on a computer for ICT. A lot of it was like you had to explain your reasoning to do certain things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I weren't paying attention. Let me tell you what I was doing in ICT, yeah? Me and my friends would sit down and
World Star Hip Hop.
Spiff TV.
Spiff.
Like Spiff TV where people are fighting. Like, yeah. I'm not doing no work. And I remember every time like...
Joe Black video and all that.
We still would have like parents evening and like they'd send in like reports to see, tell you how your children do it.
Mm.
Like, the reports were always bad.
Mm.
I think even one of them, he called me, he was like an African guy. His name was Fred. Like, I fuck with him. He's actually an American guy. Said he's the engineer of laughter. He doesn't pay attention.
Engineer of laughter is mental.
Like, he doesn't pay attention in class and I have to separate him from the group.
Mm.
So it's just like, yeah, I just weren't paying attention. I managed, like, after I think it was hours and hours and hours, to get into Hertfordshire in the end through clearing. And my other friend, he didn't make it.
What did he end up doing with his life?
Well, we walked home from Morden to like Croydon.
What, just to think about his future?
In the pouring rain.
Just to think about his future.
Yeah, and he rang his dad and I could just hear shouting.
Like, what did he get? That's not funny though. That's not funny though, because you don't know what he's going home to.
He's saying you.
Oh, he's saying you.
Like, he just kept repeating you. And you know when you're on the phone, you're getting told off by your parents, yeah, and you're not saying nothing.
Mm.
Like, I could tell he was in big trouble.
Deflated.
Yeah, like, yeah. But you genuinely feel like your life's ruined. But I can say, like, your life's not going to end if you fuck up.
I think it's wrong how they make young people feel about grades, you know? Like, yeah, I remember in school, just the thought process, that was the first time man experienced anxiety. Like, results day. Because you'd work and you and the way how they tell you, they're like, if this fails, like, you know, having a good life, it's gone. Like, yeah, that whole having a good life, like, you can't even have a family. Like, you actually think, oh, right, like, I'm going to be broke. Like, they used to throw, like, things at McDonald's. They used to say things like...
end up in McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah, a bin, man.
Bin men get paid.
They get paid decent.
Yeah. But do you know... Bro, do you know school for me, yeah? I'll be honest, yeah, I was mad smart in school. Mm. So you see, like, grades and test times...
You didn't feel it.
I was never shook because... Like, but I was just bad. I was just
behavioural problems.
Yeah,
but your education but
academically,
was good.
I was good. Yeah, I was good. Like, I was calm. Like, I was in all the top sets.
You didn't fear it though.
You didn't go to college though, did you?
No.
Nah, bro, I'll be
because
real.
I was dumb with school. I was too smart in school.
Bro. You're dumb.
I was so smart in school.
He's past school.
I was so smart in school.
This is the behavioural problem.
I was like, you know, when I'm done, No. But to be fair, obviously, college.
I was so smart. I clocked it.
I clocked the school team.
Mine's gonna be a mechanic. I'm just gonna be a mechanic now. Yeah. Fuck it, man.
No, but I was so calm that I was just like, yeah, but also because my school was so shit and they needed me for the grades, I knew that I was kind of safe there.
Yeah.
But then also I couldn't go college and uni because they wouldn't care about me. Like, yeah, how
you're
like,
your school, yeah, was your, yeah, finished, yeah, me. So you knew that you would just been a number,
yeah,
to them,
yeah,
more than an asset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my secondary school, like, they actually cared about me. Yeah. Like, because they needed me. Like, they needed me more than
I needed them.
No.
Was the school quite bad?
Yeah, like after, bro, when Sellers closed down, my school was the worst school in Croydon.
Wow, so that's really low then.
Yeah.
Like, you call that a sink school.
Yeah.
Just ready to sink. But yeah. All right, cool, I think that's us now.
Oh, wait, before we finish, I just want to do something quickly. Oh, you ain't got Spotify, do you?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I got Apple Music, though.
Yeah.
Do you know, go on.
Well, they give you top
10? Yeah, they do. They do like a top 10 thing.
No, I was looking at mine earlier today,
actually.
No one
really cares about Apple.
What do you want
to... just tell us your, like, top 10 artists that you listen to. I'm just interested to know.
Okay, this is your... How do I do it quickly, though? Because it's giving me, like, this is your replay. Like,
you might have just tap through it.
Yeah, I actually went on to mine. All right,
so my top artists are... Drake, Gunna, Party Next Door, Isaiah Falls, and Jay-Z.
I didn't expect the Jay-Z one for you.
I started listening to him recently. I fuck with him, man. He's fucking cold, bruv.
Yeah.
As I've got older, I'm like, what are you saying? I fuck with. What about you?
There's some serious things.
My top five is Leon Thomas, Young Teflon, Gunna, Kirk Franklin. Sake.
Okay. That's you though, isn't it? All of
that's on brand.
That's, yeah, definitely on brand still.
What about you, Junior?
My team. Number one, Brent. Two, Drake. Three, Odile. Four, Gunna. Five, French artist, Luigi.
Luigi, is he good?
No.
He's decent still.
No, I'm surprised. I was hoping to see some more Gen Z guys in there.
Drill. No. I was like, Cinch or something like that. No. Don't listen to Cinch.
Well, I listen to good, like, I told you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. June is a big man. June is a big man.
I listen to, like, Tupac, Jay-Z, Mary J, you know, Mobb Deep. I know guys.
June really wants to be on.
It's his sister that helped him out.
Yeah, his sister's put 100%. Him on, man. She's setting all the music. What about you?
One, Gunna. Two, Drake. Three, Potter Paper. Four, Tory Lanez, and then five, Leon Thomas.
Oh, you like working with Liam Thomas, yeah?
Yeah.
I went to his concert.
I think
what about, like, the top songs?
My top songs weren't even... So, my top song was So Be It by Eclipse. Pusha T and his brother.
What, the new album?
Just that one song, So Be It, that I was just... I had it on repeat. Then Treasure in the Hills by Leon Thomas. Miami by Odile and Leon Thomas.
Big tune.
Woosah by A2, and then P
Pimmy's Dilemma. I don't know if that counts as Drake's.
That's
song,
my.
But I fuck with Pimmy though. She's cold.
That's my top. That's my top as well. I got Pimmy's Dilemma from that Party Next Door Drake album. Spider-Man, Superman, Searching, Isaiah Falls and Odell. Florida Baby, Isaiah Falls, and We Getting Fucked Tonight, Burna and Gunna. Burna Boy and Gunna.
Yeah, I got I got Yes It Is.
Big tune. Big tune. Yes It Is. Leon Thomas.
Yeah, Leon Thomas. Then a gospel tune, Draw Me Close, Thy Will Be Done.
Banger.
Yeah. Then number three is Mutt.
Yeah.
Four is Vibes Don't Lie. And five is Just Wanna Praise You.
You're banging
your
Thomas,
you
know?
Yeah, just wanna pray.
It's a banger.
Forever and ever.
Banger. It's a banger. All of them things, like, I can imagine Jordan singing them in his car. Singing the windows up. Singing
up, man.
What about you, Junior?
My thing, number one, Pat Down, Drake. Two, Black and British. Is it Rich Free 2?
I think, yeah, I know that. Was that one with...
Benjamin AD and Lil Sims.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Thinking Out Loud, and that's Benjamin AD. Four, Found, Thames, and then five, Rehab, Brent.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think those are good ones. We might have to start the playlist again, by the way.
I don't know where it is.
It's gone.
Yeah, I don't know where
I think Spotify kicked it off.
Yeah, no, I don't know
where it is. We could use that as to start the playlist.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We can do that.
And we can send our screenshots still and then pull it up. Yeah, cool. That's us.
Cool. But yeah, guys, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. As I said, this episode was filmed Friday lunchtime.
It's credit control.
Yeah. So, 2 days later, you know, the turnaround's here. I think Els has been doing a brilliant job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's big up Els now. We're serious.
Yeah. We've all been chipping in with our little things, you know, here and there, haven't we all?
Trying our best.
Yeah, we have. Yes, we have. We're all making it happen.
Yeah. So, but yeah, please, guys, yeah, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Hope you're enjoying the content. Jordy Jules, Don J.
Elz, AK, Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you'll come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.